We are back here on the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88, and a really exciting time for a elementary school at Minneapolis Public Schools. Emerson Dual Language Elementary School is celebrating 100 years in the community coming up on Friday, May 29th. Everyone is invited, and here to talk about all of that with me and the history of Emerson as well is their principal, Eric Hensel, on the show with me. Principal Hensel, good to meet you. Good to talk with you today. And I have to imagine this is a busy time because the school year is winding down, of course, but also celebrating 100 years at Emerson has to be a really exciting time for you and your staff and the students.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, Manny. You're right. This week there's something happening every single day. Today we had track and field day. Wednesday we had our fifth grade band concert. Tuesday was our talent show. So there's lots of stuff happening this week. But in the back of our minds, we're all really thinking about next week's celebration of Emerson Centennial. So celebrating 100 years is a really big event. And we're all really excited for it and ready to have the community come and join us.
So before we get into all of that, let's get to know you a little bit. How long have you been the principal at Emerson? And what do you love the most about this experience that you've had kind of leading the way here and everything that has gone so well for you guys?
Yeah, well, this is my second year as the proud principal of Emerson, and this is an amazing community to be a part of. I will start with the students. We have amazing students. Every student at Emerson is bilingual. They can all speak two languages. You know, I was talking about all of the amazing things that were happening this week. So you can really see our talented students. They're talented dancers. We have singers. We have musicians. We have, you know, athletes. There's so much talent in our Emerson student population, and they're just funny kids. You know, it's the best thing to be an elementary principal, and just whenever you have a day that feels like it is a challenge, or you're having a little bit of some difficult conversations, there's nothing better than just spending a lunch period with elementary kids, opening up milk, and just hearing all the things that kids say. So the kids are the best. We have a great staff. We have an experienced staff that really knows expert practices and bilingual strategies. So we're a dual language school, and the staff all really know how to teach two languages, how to have students connect one language with the other. They really are strong at collaborating with each other, and they really prioritize that. And then we have an amazing community. We have a really strong family group that supports Emerson. We're right in the middle of the Loring Park neighborhood, and we consider ourselves a member of that neighborhood, and we all really support each other. You know, it all goes back to the students, but this is an amazing community to be a part of.
Now, how long has Emerson been a dual language school?
So Emerson became a Spanish immersion school in 92-93 school year. So it is a very old Spanish immersion school, but it became a dual language school in 2020. And the difference between the two is when we're in a Spanish immersion school, the day is consistently in Spanish all the time. And one of the pieces that we noticed is that is great for our students whose home language is English, but it's not providing an equitable experience for our students whose home language is in Spanish. So really being intentional about adding English instruction as well. So when our students who speak Spanish at their house, when they leave Emerson, they need to have skills as well in English so they're successful in whatever school they go to. So we have been adding English, not a bunch, a little bit, but some focused, intentional English instruction. That started in 2020, and we've been in the process of refining and adding that as we've been in the dual language process since in the 6 years since.
Let's talk about that a little bit more of a deep dive into that. Give us kind of a snapshot of what dual language instruction looks like today at Emerson and how that works.
Yeah. So when our kids come in, we say we're an 80-20 program. And what that means is when kids come to kindergarten at Emerson, 80% of their day is in Spanish and 20% of their day is in English. So most of their literacy block, their math block, that's all in Spanish. Their specialist is in Spanish, but they'll get some intentional phonics instruction in English starting in kindergarten so they can start making those letter sound connections. By the time students get to third grade, we are kind of 50-50. So by that time, students, they have all of their math in English. They get additional pieces of their day in English. So we want to make sure that all students, regardless of their home language, are being successful and getting the skills that they need in academics in both languages. So when they leave Emerson, wherever they go, they're going to be successful. The data had been showing that students whose home language was Spanish were just not as successful when we're doing English exams. So we made, in the past year, we went from a 90-10 model to an 80-20 model. So we added even more English for the 25-26 school year than we did in the previous year. So we're really trying to make sure that our program, our dual language program, really is benefiting all of our students, and they're all getting the skills that they need so that everyone can be bilingual.
For our listening audience, we're talking with Eric Hensel, who is the principal of Emerson Dual Language Elementary School, located in the Loring Park neighborhood in Minneapolis. And of course, Emerson is celebrating 100 years in the community coming up on Friday, May 29th, and everyone in the community is invited. So, Eric, why do you think it's important to have dual language instruction, and what does it do to really benefit the students?
We have students that enroll in Emerson that maybe only speak English in their house, and maybe they only speak Spanish in their house, and maybe they speak both. And so our program serves all students regardless of what their background is. Our goal is for all of the students that enroll in Emerson to be bilingual. And our particular school, where we're located, is we are right in Loring Park. We're right in downtown. So we get, being an MPS magnet school, we get students from all over the metro area. We get students from North Minneapolis. We get students from far west over by St. Louis Park. We get students down south near Richfield. We get students in the Powderhorn neighborhood. So we are getting students from all over Minneapolis to come to Emerson for that piece, for that bilingual piece. Our staff is bilingual. So really the idea is we want, regardless of where you're from, regardless of the language that you speak at your house, we are going to focus and give everyone the skills that they need so they can all learn two languages and they'll be successful. Because I think the reason really that I love working in a dual language program is, for me, a formative experience in my life was going and living in a different culture. When I was a college student, I went to live in Costa Rica, and that was really the big bang for me. I mean, my life was really before and after that happened. And the only way that would have happened for me was having the Spanish knowledge that I had. So I think giving students an opportunity to really learn another language is an amazing gift that we're very proud to provide to all of the students.
So let's talk about this centennial celebration coming up on Friday the 29th. What's going to happen? What can folks who attend this, what can they expect to see?
Well, it is, first and foremost, going to be an amazing party. It is, it's going to be from 5 to 7 at Emerson. We are just off Loring Park. We're at 120 West 15th Street. And when I first came to Emerson, I was surprised at the amount of parties and celebrations that they have. So they would have a dinner every month or every couple months. There was a lot of family events that we would have. And that was last year. And this year in the fall, we had the same number of events, but around January, when we had Operation Metro Surge, we kind of closed down our events. We didn't really have these big family gatherings that Emerson was really accustomed to. So this upcoming event for us, we are celebrating 100 years of Emerson, but for the Emerson community, it is really a chance for everyone to just get back together and throw a big party, which is what Emerson is great at. So we're going to have a big celebration with a lot of former Emerson students and former Emerson staff. We're going to have some performances from current Emerson students. We work closely with North High dancers. So we're going to have some North High School dancers. We're going to have an Aztec dance group. We're going to have a Peruvian dance group. We're also going to really recognize our Emerson community supporters. This year, I was just previously mentioning Operation Metro Surge. And being in the Loring Park community has been a real benefit for us in a multitude of ways. We can have track and field day at Loring Park. We can have our fifth grade band concert at Music Box Theater. We can have staff gatherings at Brewhaven Coffee Bar. So there's lots of great places that we can utilize in the community that our school might not have. And another thing is all of the community was supporting us. So when we had students that were not coming to school, weren't leaving their house, we were trying to provide some of those resources to those families. And a lot of the Emerson community, some of them were family members of it, Emerson family members, but some of them were just Emerson community members being in the Loring Park neighborhood. So we're really going to stand out and just recognize we have over 100 people that we've made certificates for, just to recognize them for how they supported us when we needed it. And lots of food and just lots of memories. And it's going to be a big blast. And the community is invited on Friday, May 29th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Have any community members shared any of those memories or moments from their time at Emerson that you can think of or share with us?
Yeah. So I was reading an old memory blog of an Emerson student in the 50s, and his name was Don Taylor. And Don Taylor was telling this story about being in Emerson about 70 years ago. And he was having lunch in the Emerson lunchroom, and he was pouring soup in from his thermos into his bowl. And the thermos trapped the noodles and all the broth poured out. And he needed to have somebody come and get the teacher, had to have a teacher come and help him free the noodles from his thermos to put them into his soup. And he said, after that, he said that was so embarrassing for him that he only had tomato soup for lunch. And the reason I bring that up is because when you go to Emerson now, especially in some of the younger grades, and if anyone volunteers at an Emerson lunch, you'll be doing the exact same thing. Like the more things change, the more you will be helping kids open their milk bottles or unscrewing their lunch canisters or freeing their soup from their soup thermoses. I think in Emerson's 200th anniversary celebration, elementary kids will still need help opening their food at lunchtime. So yes. It just really made me think about, you know, all the changes that you have in elementary school. We're all helping kids open up their milk.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. I love it. That is fantastic. Well, Eric, this has been a great conversation. I just love the stories and the history of Emerson. It just sounds so beautiful. And congratulations to you guys celebrating 100 years. I know it's going to be a great time. It's Friday, May 29th, Emerson Dual Language School, Elementary School, celebrating 100 years in the community on May 29th, 5 to 7 p.m. At Emerson. And what's the address again?
120 West 15th Street. We're right in Loring Park, downtown Minneapolis.
Fantastic. Well, good luck with the celebration. I know it's going to be awesome. And thanks so much for the time today. It was great to meet you.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Manny.
That is Eric Hensel. He's the principal of Emerson Dual Language Elementary School. Again, 100 years, the celebration happening on Friday, May 29th.